Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, the only person, the first person on planet Earth. This is my story, and I'm sticking to it, folks. The only person on planet Earth, the first person in the history of humanity, maybe of Martians, and probably across the universe, to help a Chamber of Commerce celebrate 200 years in business. Who else has ever had that honor? I still say it's comparable to winning the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Where is my automobile? That's what I want to know. Where's my car?
Where are the keys?
Juanita Hampton, ladies and gentlemen. She's Crawford County's Tourism Association's Executive Director. Juanita, welcome to the show.
And good morning, good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Well, thank you.
Enjoyed being with you guys last night at the Super Bowl party.
Yes, it was. It was good.
Had some fun?
Oh, it was. Even though Steelers weren't in it.
Yeah, well.
But you'll
maybe
have
another
that.
Year.
Yeah, maybe another year. You know, everyone has its their day in the sun.
One of the things that I...
And we could use a little sun, by the way.
Well, I know. It's a lot of snow up here.
Oh, burr.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. What's the temperature today?
Well, it's in the minus.
Minus? Yeah.
I mean, my car won't register any lower. And even if it's going burr.
I know the windshield was like 25 below or something like that.
Yeah.
We're only 20, 30 miles from Erie, Lake Erie.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's pretty cold up here.
Yeah.
Juanita.
Yes.
I've been a member of my chamber for 30 years this year.
Yeah, that's a great organization.
And I've seen a lot of chambers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the chambers and the tourism have good relationships. Sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think.
What's up with that?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know that. I think we have a different thing here. So I think we worked it out very well.
You guys obviously get along great.
Yeah, we've worked it out. So that I'm going to use as a comparison.
But you're not part of the chamber, are you?
We're members.
You're members, but you're not tourism. See, in some chambers, the tourism is part of the chamber.
Yeah, and I think we're organizations with same business but different business.
Right.
Manufacturing. And to which business is business, and to which, you know, it's interesting that you say that because for the longest time, and to which we still are educating people about tourism being an industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the second leading industry in the state of Pennsylvania.
In many states.
With a $27 billion, you know, on spending. And but one thing that I've always, you know, Charlie has always loved his backyard. Charlie has always loved the tourist, and he always likes tourism. So I think
Charlie Anderson, president of the Meadville
Chamber
of Commerce.
Right, and, you know, being born and raised here, I've known Charlie forever.
Right.
And my parents knew him. I mean, he bought my parents' business, so that'll tell you.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So that, you know, so I've known him forever. And, we had struggles, but you get over and you move on. And the thing is, I think, if anything, we're stronger together, you know, better than we've ever been.
Yeah.
And I think that's what to keep focus on is the positive and the support we give each other.
What's the big tourism excitement in Meadville right now?
Well, the interesting thing is right now, you know, it always fluctuates each year. And but we had done a conversion study last year, to which we had a college intern, Allegheny College, Blair, and she did an excellent job. And so we always want to know where our customers coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, we always look for that as far as, you know, we check out those zip codes where they're coming. Mm-hmm. And actually, the two top attractions that we had was Pymatuming State Park and Conneaut Lake.
This is an old park too, isn't it?
Yes,
like 115
years old.
Yeah.
And
with
some
of the original rides and all that.
Oh yeah, and you know, nostalgia is the word. You know, mm-hmm. And it's a different type of park.
So
it's not
so
like
sell
a theme
the
park.
Heritage.
People like going
back, don't they?
Well, look at Chautauqua. I mean, Chautauqua doesn't have a ride in the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's I don't know what they're, you know, I can't be authority. And
so if I wanted to come spend the weekend in Meadville, what would I do?
Oh, let me see. What time is it? Do you like ice fishing? It's finally freezing.
Now you can ice fish.
Yeah.
What about in the summer? What would you do in here in the summer?
Oh,
play golf?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you know, anyone to choose from. And, you know, if you go to a larger area, like, you know, I hate to point fingers, but Pittsburgh or, you know, Philadelphia, you're going to pay $160 for a round of golf.
Right.
Here, you can get a whole golf package for $60 and play 18 holes of golf.
And the lake is a mile wide and 4 miles long. What is it called?
Conneaut Lake. Yes, frozen water.
It's the only natural lake in Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no. It's the first... Crawford County is very well noted. We are very lucky here because we actually have several glacier lakes, but we have the first
glacier lake. It's a
natural glacier lake, and it is Conneaut Lake. Oh yeah, you got me excited here. Yeah, you're getting me excited now. Okay, Conneaut Lake is the largest natural glacier lake in Pennsylvania, and Canadota is the second largest.
Give us a website.
www.visitcrawford.org.
All right, hey folks, Juanita Hempton is executive director of the Crawford County Tourism Association, and I'm going to try to, after we get off the air, I'm going to try to get her excited. Thank you, Juanita. Yes. Good job.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.